Welcome to the Breaking Up with Yo-Yo Dieting podcast. I'm your host, Amber McKenzie. I'm an author, speaker, and former yo-yo dieter turned successful weight maintainer, and I get to live in a body I love. Each week, I'll share stories, practical strategies, and have inspiring conversations with guests to help you get and keep the body you dream of. Now let's find out how to break up with yo-yo dieting and fall in love with yourself. Hey everybody, I'm super stoked to share with you this week's review of the week. Best Food Freedom Podcast 5 stars from my friend Kelly Folkfit. I love seeing when I know you guys and you leave reviews. It like warms every little part of my heart. In fact, did you know Kelly is a guest on this podcast? So go back and see her episode. So she says, if you're looking for a podcast that gives you real life solutions and tips to get control over your diet and food, this is the podcast. I love Amber and how real she is. Her vulnerability is beyond inspiring. Keep spreading your message, love. You're changing so many lives. And thank you, Kelly. You were such a pleasure to have on this podcast. I'm beyond grateful for you and all of the amazing things that you did. So thank you for being on. Check out Kelly on episode 28, From Miserable Yo-Yo Dieter to Food Freedom. This podcast is not meant to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure any medical or mental health condition. Please check with your healthcare professional before making changes to your diet or exercise program. Hey guys, I want to talk about an important topic. Loving yourself before you lose the weight. And here's why. You might never lose it. And I know some of you are going to protest right now and say, no, Amber, you don't understand. I'm going to lose the weight. But I don't know about you, but I've lost weight before. In fact, I've lost a lot of weight before. But there was times I lost weight, and no matter how much I lost, I didn't feel okay. I didn't feel enough. I still thought I was worthless or incompetent or somehow unworthy of love. But it just wasn't true. I always thought once I hit the elusive goal weight, because it would change, then I would be lovable, or then I could go out, or then I could eat, or then I could travel. There were so many things I could do after I got thin. I could go shopping. I could spend money. Now, what this led to on more than one occasion was a closet full of clothes I couldn't wear, because after I would hit my goal weight, I'd quickly rebound and put more on. And then I have all these small size clothes in my closet that didn't fit. That has happened to me before for sure, that I would look at lovingly. And what I really had to come to understand was there was these beliefs inside me that were core that weren't true. In fact, I was lovable just the way I was. Now, I've had to go through this experiment with myself on more than one occasion to figure out that, in fact, lovableness isn't determined through your body size. Now, you might look at me and say, sure, Amber, that's easy enough for you to say, look at how you look. I know, I definitely have a preference for how I want to look, and I'm not going to deny that. And I want to say I want to have it both. I want to feel confident and comfortable in my body and in my skin, but know I'm enough no matter what my body looks like. Because the truth also is, right now, I get to live in this body that I love, but I don't know for how long I get to keep it. I don't know what's to come in store, and I don't want my self-worth to only be a reflection of my body. So in this podcast, we are talking about building up that self-worth to not be a reflection of our body. But that being said, we can also be proud of what we look like or feel confident or sexy in our clothes or naked, whatever you want to do, right? And it's a little from column A and a little from column B, because we have to know we're enough. Now, I remember vividly being like 15 years old and seeing some of the other girls beginning to get hit on by guys and noticing there was one difference. They were thinner. And so I automatically attributed their success with the other sex to what they looked like, not recognizing I was more withdrawn at times or I could be mean, you know, just ignoring these other important variables. But I didn't notice the other things that were going on. And instead, I chalked it up to size. And I thought at 15, and I lived this way for so long, that, hey, if I could just get thin enough and pretty enough, well, guess what? then I would be lovable. Now, what has happened to me is actually, of course, in my dating life, I have actually fallen the most crazy in love with people at even my heaviest weights. Who knew, right? I could go on dates as long as I put myself out there. And most recently, actually, what I had to learn is I had found my way into a very unhealthy dieting pattern where I'd gotten very thin on a very restrictive diet. And in order to recover from some of the crazy things I was doing with food, I actually had to gain weight. And my current partner, he loved me all the way through that. And I really had to examine the evidence that, you know what, I've actually been lovable at any size. I've been over 200 pounds and I don't really get much thinner than 130. So that's about as low as I go. And I've been lovable then and at everything in between. And it was just this faulty belief that I had that I was unlovable unless I was at the 130 mark. And so it really means challenging those beliefs and building up our self-esteem from other areas other than just what we look like. And so other things I do to cultivate my self-esteem is remember other things I'm good at other than how my clothes fit and how they feel. Like, I'm a good friend. I'm a caring friend. I'm a compassionate friend. I care freaking deeply about people. I'm a great dog mom. I'm a great person at work and I work really hard and I've accomplished a lot. I have an undergraduate and a master's degree, like pretty smart out there. I've got publications. I speak at conferences and I have to remember all the things I am other than just how I look. I also have to remember things about my body other than how it looks. Like, I'm a great athlete. I can do a lot of athleticism fairly easily in the first couple tries, except guys, here's a funny thing about me. I'm a great athlete in most sports. Snowboard, I can rock a mountain. Martial arts, I was the national level Taekwondo champion. I have second degree black belt. I also, you know, just took up golf and I'm not too bad. But actually one of my favorite sports, who knows why I do this to myself, I love volleyball and I suck at volleyball for whatever reason. Well, okay, I don't suck, but it's definitely not my strongest sport. But I have to recognize, like, I have this able body that's super competent and at times for sure it doesn't look how I want, but you know, my body is here for so much more than how I look. It performs things for me. And I can get stuck in a really narrow-minded vision and view of my self-worth based on my body and what I look like and what my body looks like. And that's all it's about. But it can do so much. And I am so much more. There is a soul inside me that has things to radiate. But guys, if I want that soul to radiate, sometimes I have to go in and find the human that it's like, I used to think, okay, when I hit my goal weight, then I will be X. No. Go find that X now. Go be that person right now. Start acting as if, because that soul inside your body, they want to be free. And right now it feels trapped because of what you look like or what you're not or what you think you are. But just let it shine out and gosh, enjoy this journey, because I don't know how many pounds you're going to lose, and I don't know if you're going to get to keep it off, and I don't know what your body's going to look like tomorrow, but what I do know is if you have a dream of what you're going to be like when you hit X goal weight, start being that person right now. Like, if that person that says, in the morning, I'm going to jump out of bed when my alarm goes off, I'm going to set up my plans for the day, then start getting out of bed when your alarm goes off. Start writing down the top three things you want to do that day. Start connecting with the kind of people you want to connect to. Start walking around with some confidence. Put your shoulders back and down. Put your head up and go and strut. Because don't wait. Start now. Right now. Now is the time. Because we don't know. So if you're busy thinking, I'm not worthy, start acting the opposite. Like, what if you were? If you're busy thinking, I'm unlovable, start acting the opposite. Like, what if you were? If you're thinking, I'm not smart enough, I'm not competent enough, I'm a failure, go start acting like you're the success. And I know that's like maybe too easy or just seems too simple, but what if we just simplified it? Go act as if you are that person you dream of being. Just do a little life experiment. See what happens. Because what if you are that person? Now, part of living in a body you love doesn't just have to do with what it looks like. It has to do with choosing to love the parts of you that might not be your strengths. It has to do with just acceptance of who you are right now. Because nothing, absolutely nothing, I'm going to quote I think this is from an anonymous fellowship, but nothing, absolutely nothing happens in God's world by mistake. And I'm not a religious person, but I believe that. And what do you have to learn right now? You know, from the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, it also says, you know, we cannot be happy unless we accept life on life's terms. And if life's on life's terms is the body that you're currently in, like, what would just happen if just for today you accepted that and then chose to work to be better tomorrow, whatever that better is. And so today, choose to be happy in whatever size your body is. Thank you so much for tuning in. This podcast was made because of your questions, so please help me get it out there by leaving a rating and review. Until next time, remember, you've got this, and stay consistent.